Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, I am with the four brothers, the winners of the Junior Achievement Stock Market Challenge from Clarence High School. What was your strategy going into this event?
Yeah, so really just from being here last year and already seeing the kind of layout of the game, I knew that everyone in the team kind of needs to have a role, you know? You need someone checking the news. You need someone writing slips. You need someone giving slips. And if you start building that teamwork early in the game and you get like kind of like a rhythm down, you can really just buy and sell everything super quick, and then you can just start building your capital super early.
And what did you guys decide as which stocks to buy, which stocks not to buy?
It was really all the news. You know, I was the news guy, so I'd go up. It's all about speed, too, and having a loud voice. I'd go up, read the day's news, yell it back to Brent or Owen. They'd run that up, crunch some numbers, and buy and sell for us. Really, it's all being really fast.
Also, putting all your money into one stock at a time was pivotal to make all the most money in this challenge.
Now, you said one stock at a time. That's an interesting theory instead of diversifying. And at one point I saw you guys cash out all together. Was it about timing to try to decide which way to go?
Yeah, so what we were doing was we would read the news to see which stocks were doing the best at the time, and then we would put all of our money into that. And then after we made a profit on that, we would sell it and cash in, and then whatever the next stock would be, we would buy that one.
And the news briefs, that made you decide which way to go?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. And on the end here, which stocks do you think won it for you?
It's hard to say what specific ones. I mean, all of the stocks, just especially, there was one specific one that went up $15 in 1 day, and we put all of our money into that one, and then we sold it and made a lot of money.
What advice would you give to students who want to take part in this in the next year or so?
Yeah, I would say really just learning how the Junior Achievement game works by playing the online games, you know, throughout the year, in the fall and in the spring. You learn how to read the news reports and just like how to use the programming a little more. So I would say if you learn that, get good at that, and you come here, you can actually like do really well.
Now, are you all seniors this year or
juniors?
You're juniors and a sophomore. All right. How likely are you guys going to come back and defend your title?
100%.
We'll be back. Brothers is coming back for you too.
Absolutely.
And how likely we have to adjust your strategy next year?
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to have to play it by ear. You know, that's what this game's all about, adapting on the fly. So that's what we're going to do.
All right, guys. Congratulations. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.